Brad Rippey, agricultural meteorologist with the United States Department of Agriculture, provides an outlook for the Cotton Belt from the U.S. Drought Monitor. He shares an update on the much-anticipated El Niño, which may bring relief to the Cotton Belt when it comes to precipitation.
Well, the elephant in the room, and maybe I should clarify that and say the kinder, gentler elephant in the room is El Niño. We're coming off a protracted period of enhanced drought coverage, not just in the Cotton Belt, but across the country as a whole. We have El Niño that has been in place, at least in terms of our oceanic indicators, since going back to the late spring, early summer of 2023. Now, that development of El Niño, which came early in the year, kind of atypically early, may have contributed to that heat and the drought in the Cotton Belt in 2023. But now that we've flipped the switch into the cold season, there are much more encouraging signs, because one of the hallmarks of El Niño, which is a warming of the oceanic waters in the central and eastern equatorial Pacific, is to supercharge or turbocharge the subtropical jet stream that oftentimes will lead to wetter conditions across the southern tier of the United States, almost always in the Gulf Coast states. Sometimes that wetness extends all the way westward into California. Looking at this now in real time, it's sometimes hard to sort out how things are playing out. But I will say that looking at November weather patterns, I do believe that El Niño is starting to take the reins of North American weather patterns. And so during the month of November, we certainly saw wetter conditions in much of the South. We're starting to break that drought a little bit in the Gulf Coast region. Texas has been doing a little bit better. And so as we move through the rest of the cold season, that's likely to continue with an enhanced or active subtropical jet, wetter than normal conditions stretching at least from Texas to the southern Atlantic coast, maybe also extending into the Southwest and California. That's the good news, as we're coming off another tough year for cotton in many growing areas, especially from Texas eastward.